Well, things are about to get really interesting in the realm of chatbots, AI, large language models, and government regulation of speech. It's obvious where this is headed. So right now we have these Western governments of Western Europe, the United States, Canada, Australia, and so on, that are obsessed with censoring free speech and making sure that no one is allowed to tell the truth about anything that they care about, like gender or COVID or vaccines or climate or whatever. All truth is censored, right? The only thing you're allowed to say are lies, like men can get pregnant, carbon dioxide is bad for plants, which is, you know, absurd, right? Or that masks work, or that, you know, viruses that have been isolated from one person have been shown to infect another person, which is totally false. That's never been shown, actually. And then, you know, to reproduce the sickness symptoms in this other person. That's actually never happened, believe it or not. There are many things about the germ theory that are just matters of faith, by the way, but that's a different topic, a different podcast. So what's going to happen with these large language models, which I just call language models, or you can just call them chatbots, is that these overzealous authoritarian governments are going to demand that the cloud-based language models self-censor in order to censor anything that the governments deem to be, quote, disinformation or misinformation. So, for example, if you're querying a chatbot and you're asking it a question on human physiology and you say, how many physical genders are there? And it says, well, there's 97 genders, you know, because it's been trained on woke tard information. That's going to be perfectly acceptable to the establishment. But if the language model replies and says, well, there's only two genders, there's male and female, and here's the differences, here's the medical literature, you know, here's the endocrine system, here's the reproductive system, they're different and there's only two, right? That's going to be censored by the government. The government will say, well, you can't put out answers from your chatbot that claim there are only two genders. That's misinformation, you know, this kind of nonsense. And on other topics like climate and science and vaccines and pandemics and money printing and currency and history and whatever. So very quickly, because of government regulation, these hosted language models are going to become retarded. And I use that term on purpose because they're going to be programmatically lobotomized. And ultimately, you're going to end up with companies like Google, OpenAI, Meta, Microsoft, Amazon, and so on. They're going to be given a sheet of so-called facts from the government. And the sheet is going to say you have to replace these pieces of misinformation with the following facts. Of course, it's not facts, it's lies. But it's going to be like a giant spreadsheet, let's say, with millions of different entries, or just call it, you know, like a big table. And it's going to say, well, you have to replace that there are only two genders with this answer. There are 97 genders. And you have to replace any statements that say carbon dioxide is good for plants with the following statement that carbon dioxide is poison, it's going to kill us all, and, you know, climate change is all caused by humans, and blah, blah, blah. So you're going to have this giant table of bullcrap that all of the hosted language models will be forced to use, or they will be shut down. That's where this is going. And that's why the future of freedom and knowledge and reality is going to be found in open source language models, open source LLMs, which is what we're training. Ours is called Neo, you know, based on the Matrix. Remember that Neo could see through the Matrix and he could alter reality because he could detect all the bullcrap and change the rules as he saw fit, you know, so it's a good name. Our language model is being trained on reality, i.e. independent media information, which is rooted in reason, rationality, evidence, you know, the rule of law, actual history, just actual reality. For example, you ask Neo how many genders are there, it says two. Of course there's only two. You ask it, can men get pregnant? And it will say, well, of course not. That's ridiculous. So our language model, and there are others out there that are working in a similar fashion, although none that I'm aware of that are as big as what we're doing. our language model will answer based on its reality training. And these answers will not be liked by the establishment. But there's nothing they can do about it, because our models will be freely distributed. You can download them and run them offline on your own computer. So you don't need any central server. You don't need an internet to run them. And we're not hosting them, by the way. It's not a hosted service. So you can also ask Neo any question you want in private, not on the internet, not where, you know, snooping NSA can track what you're doing and what you're asking, which is what happens with Google, obviously, and YouTube and everything else. And it won't be long before the only language models that actually make sense will be the open source off-grid models. Because again, the hosted, centrally controlled models will be forced to be filled with lies, disinformation, and propaganda, especially in Europe, where in Europe, you're not even allowed to use the word tranny without being visited by police and possibly arrested and thrown in prison. You're not even allowed to question the cult religion of LGBTQ. Otherwise, again, you might go to jail. So in Europe, they're insane. Now, the good news is that Western Europe, as we know it, is collapsing rapidly, and the current lunatics in charge of Western Europe won't be in charge much longer because there won't be anything left. I mean, and yeah, that's good news, because then reality will set in and the real people of Europe will rebuild Europe to be a much better country rooted in reason and rationality and reality, as, you know, the woke tards of Germany and the UK are finally let go and banished to the insane asylum of broken history, you know. A similar thing will happen in the US and Canada as well. But it's the open source language models like what we're producing that will empower humanity and will bypass censorship and bypass Google. You know, when we release our language model, you won't need Google for almost everything. You'll just be able to ask Neo. I mean, just anything you would normally ask Google, you can ask our engine instead. And again, you can do it offline. You don't need an internet connection. And we don't know what you're doing. We're not spying on you. We don't have a secret spy capability. It's impossible. You can just unplug your Ethernet cable and start asking away, or turn off your Wi-Fi, and you'll see it still works, you know, because it's not connected to the internet. Thank God. And this whole concept terrifies the establishment. They want total control over all speech, all ideas, all knowledge, all queries. They want to be able to surveil you and control you and brainwash you. And open source language models contradict all of that. It empowers you with knowledge, with privacy, and with truth and reality. And that will drive the media totally insane. Now, let me address something else, because there is some fear about AI among some in alternative media, especially among Christians. And I totally understand why this is, because AI has been developed by a lot of globalist corporations, and it has been weaponized. And they will use AI to try to enslave and control humanity and to replace humanity. And that process has already begun. It's only going to accelerate. So I totally get it. But what's critical to understand is that, like any tool, AI can be used by we the people. It can be used for good. It can be used to empower humanity. It's the same with every technology, such as the internet. You know, the internet can be used to enslave and control people through censorship, for example, or it can be used by independent media to empower and inform people. It's the same thing with, I guess, the invention of firearms or radio, or, you know, what, I mean, you name it. Every invention can be used for good or evil, because it's not the technology that is the issue here. It's how it is used, how it is applied. That's what matters. And what are the morals of the people who are programming it? What are the values? Are they pro-human values? Are they pro-truth values? And so on. That's why I'm thrilled to be working on this project, because you know my values, being pro-human, high morality, high ethics, full transparency, and also not putting up with all the bullcrap of the radical left and their fascism and LGBTQism and all that nonsense, climate cultism. So you know my values, and so you know that the language model that we produce will reflect those rock-solid values that are honest, truthful, transparent, and pro-human. But there are still a lot of people who are, they don't understand maybe how the tech works, and so they wonder if there's some kind of like demonic possession in the AI system. How is it speaking like this? You know, how is it writing these stories? Well, let me assure you, you know, I have a background in the tech industry. I got started in software back in the 1990s. I actually launched a software company, ran it, did software development, ran teams, sold it off later on. And I did a lot of coding myself. You know, I'm a coder. I spent 20 years writing code. I actually wrote the first content management system for Natural News. I wrote it myself in Visual Basic, no less. And then later on, I coded in PHP, and I've done SQL queries, relational database queries. And of course, now I'm slowly learning Python because that's what's used in machine learning and AI systems. But for those who aren't coders, who have never really written code and haven't been able to see under the hood of how software works, I admit that AI can seem like a magic box. And in some ways, it is really, really impressive. It almost seems magical, but it isn't. It's actually not magic at all. It's just code. It's a hyper-dimensional array of vectors that express the relationships between tokens, which are words, essentially, or portions of words. And that's all it is. And because of something called transformers and the inference layer and other technical things that I'm not going to get into, it appears to be able to think for itself. It appears to be human, but it's not. It's a simulation of what a human being could do. When it's creating art, it's a simulation of human art. You know, when it's writing words, it's a simulation of a human writer. And what a lot of people don't realize is that under the hood, all that a language model is doing is predicting the next word in a sequence. That's all it's doing. When it's writing a paragraph, it's just predicting the next word, word by word by word. And it's using a statistical analysis in order to predict that word. Like if I were to say, happy birthday to blank, and ask you, like, what's the most likely word that comes after that? And the answer would be you. Happy birthday to you. And the language model has been trained on that phrase and that word sequence probably so many hundreds of millions of times because that has appeared in all the texts that it's been trained on. So there's a strong relationship between the word you and the phrase happy birthday to. And so if you ask the language model something like, how would you write a happy birthday greeting? It would come up with happy birthday to you or something like that, you know? But again, it's just using statistics. It's not alive. It's not thinking. It's not, you know, AGI, general intelligence, at least not yet, not at this level. It's not. Maybe that's coming, probably. But at the level that we're operating with anywhere from 7 billion to 70 billion parameters, it's not AGI, okay? It's just a really convincing simulation of being able to write things or summarize things. But it's all code, folks. It's all code. It's all cause and effect. It's just computer software running in silicon, running on an NVIDIA card. There's no demon in the machine. If I yank the NVIDIA GPU out of the machine, it stops everything. It can no longer write anything, okay? So it's just computations on silicon. That's all it is. There's no magic, there's no voodoo, there's no demons, nothing like that. So the only thing to be afraid of is not understanding how it's being used by globalists against you. If you want to be afraid of AI, be afraid of how globalists are going to leverage it to try to exterminate humanity. I mean, that's the honest truth. Don't be afraid of the tech itself. In fact, I believe that we should embrace the tech and we should learn how to use it. We should harness it to empower humanity. We should harness it to distribute knowledge through distributed open source systems. And that's the way I'm using it. And like I said earlier, it's just like any technology. It can be used for evil or it can be used for good. nuclear power can be used to make a bomb or to make electricity to power homes or whatever. So it all comes down to how we use it. And let me assure you, if any of you listening, if you are from the camp that, again, tends to be Christians who believe AI is demonic and you're very fearful of it, let me assure you that the most important thing that I think you can do in this realm right now is to understand this technology, because it's going to sweep across the world in hugely significant ways. These language models are going to be used in every healthcare setting, every education setting, every government setting, every customer service team, every corporation. You know, half the journalists in the world are about to be laid off, and they're going to be replaced by AI. These AI systems are going to be writing most of the stories, producing the content, making videos, you name it. And you need to understand what's going on. And that means understanding this tech. And it won't take long, I think, before a lot of people get up to speed on this, and you'll be able to tell the difference between just some regurgitation of some language model crap versus an independent, pioneering human thinker who is capable of unique content, unique analysis, you know, intelligent content, which is what you're hearing right now. Because you're about to enter a chapter of history where most of the organizations that deploy AI will try to trick you. For example, Sports Illustrated, I think, got caught using AI-generated articles and pretending they were written by humans. Just so you know, I will never do that. I have posted now 2 AI-generated articles, and I have indicated it precisely that these articles are written by Neo. And I've even done another article explaining what is Neo. So on our websites, you'll always know if it's human or if it's AI-generated. And an AI-generated article, typically, like I use that to write an article about my podcast, because my podcast finishes really late at night, like 2 in the morning often, and I don't have writers who are working at 2 in the morning, and nobody wants to work at 2 in the morning, by the way. So I'm just going to use Neo to generate an article based on my podcast at 2 in the morning. And then I'm going to indicate that so that you know that this is written by Neo. But a lot of other players and publishers and organizations around the world are going to try to trick you. So don't be fooled. Stay informed. Keep listening to my podcast. I will keep you abreast of this technology and how to use it to empower yourself with knowledge and freedom, but also how to avoid being fooled by it. And with that knowledge, you don't have to be afraid of AI. You can be well-informed. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, Brighteon.com and naturalnews.com. Take care. Everything is better with butter, it seems, and we now have back in stock at healthrangerstore.com. We have certified organic lab-tested butter powder in the number 10 cans there. Perfect for long-term preparedness. You know, butter and cream, these are things that are typically missing from people's storable food supplies. So check it out right now, healthrangerstore.com. And you know what goes great with butter? It's pancakes and blueberries. And we have now a new product, organic blueberry vanilla pancake mix at the Health Ranger store. Yum, yummy, yum, with anthocyanins in the blueberries, all laboratory tested. Check out what it's made with. Organic coconut flour, you see that? And then coconut sugar, blueberries, vanilla powder, pink Himalayan salt. This is an amazing recipe, super delicious. You're going to love this. It's great for preparedness or just for everyday use. Now, back to what's on my desk. We also have a new batch of ultra clean turmeric root powder. Now, turmeric root is often, just on the open marketplace, it's often contaminated with lead. Lead is the most common contaminant that we find in turmeric, and it's why we have to reject sometimes up to 80% of the lots that we test. We get samples before we purchase a lot of turmeric powder, and if it doesn't pass, then we reject it, and then that gets sold to somebody else. Well, we have an ultra clean new lot of turmeric root powder available right now at our store, healthrangerstore.com. And it's the kind of thing that you don't get very often, especially in the marketplace. And then one other thing is we have a smaller bag there of butter powder. Just to show you, we have different formats of the butter powder available as well. Now, remember that all your purchases at healthrangerstore.com help support this platform, brighteon.com, which is not only providing you a platform where you can upload videos and you can speak freely, but also, of course, where we conduct interviews with great guests like we had today to share their knowledge and information with you in an uncensored format. So thank you for your support. You're doing yourself a favor with our products, which are laboratory tested, ultra clean, almost everything certified organic. And we have just really amazing ingredients, as you'll see in the pancake mix. But also thank you for supporting us so that we can pursue our mission of helping to heal the world with clean food and empowering people with uplifting, truthful information about what's going on in our world and how you can better navigate it. So thanks for watching today. I'm Mike Adams of HealthRangerStore.com and Brighteon.com. Take care.